Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm in Chicago this week hosting XRM Acceleration Lab. I have a pleasure to have EKI with me today, Bennett and Diago. Help me to learn about you and your role.
Sure. My name is Bennett Johnson. I'm principal at EKI of Business Development.
My name is Diego Perez Mesa. I'm a principal at EKI.
And EKI really is a technology advisor, particularly when it comes to business process reorganization and helping either failed implementations or helping both public sector and private sector realize the value of their technology spend.
So in terms of your industry space, right, the kind of problems you're solving, helping your customers, so can you highlight some of the key problems where you contribute most?
Sure. Some of the key problems we really resolve are issues where you have a business process that hasn't been fully changed to fit the technology that they bought, or you have a technology that's been completely customized, and then when you try to upgrade or go into the next revision, you basically have to waste the technology that you just bought and you have to rebuy. And that's really where we come in to really help resolve those issues, change management, business process, and to find good technology solutions that are more flexible and agile.
So in terms of your exposure, both of you, on XRM, how you think that technology can help solving your problems or your customers' problems?
I think for us, and one of the reasons why we're here this week, is the XRM's flexibility and agility to really not customize but more configure. So where the business process changes or where the people change, it really has a much better way of resolving those issues, where a normal custom-built solution, you know, will just take many, many hours and technology dollars to try to fit to the new solutions. This, with its workflow and some of the other key pieces of it, really help make that adjustment faster and better.
So, Diago, this is a day four, right, in this week here. Can you help us how much progress your team has done?
Well, it has been a great week for us. We have get a lot of exposure to the product. We are developing a solution that we plan in presenting to some of our public sector customers.
Okay.
And so far it has been great. We are almost done with the prototype, and we expect to be a really good solution for our customers.
So again, that's pretty impressive, and I look for your presentation tomorrow. I mean, I'm sure the panel will also be looking forward for your presentation tomorrow. Merit, in terms of the similar companies, may not necessarily in public sector, maybe in different industry space, trying to help their customers solving their problems, what would you advise them?
My advice really is listen to the customer. And that, you know, a lot of times we see again and again and again where you don't have either a strong line of communication with some of the true drivers of the business process or the business units, and you really have to not simply top down, but you really have to get buy-in and accountability from each and every step. Because if you don't listen to your customers, you'll present a solution that, you know, you maybe thought would have worked 3 months ago, but in the end doesn't, because either people have changed or you weren't really listening very well, and you now have just wasted time and effort to do so.
Okay. Thanks for coming here.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.